Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's Booker T and the MGs. You're bringing us back. This is called Time is Tight. And it always is on a talk show. Talk show is an imprecise activity in a precise environment. I'm Jim Blasingame. I hope you'll check out my website, advocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, we've written or said or videotaped something that will help you there. Check out smallbusinessadvocate.com. Michael Reagan, folks, he's here. Michael's our guest. First time on the show. Hopefully it won't be the last time. He's the son, as you know, of the former President Reagan. And the president is also the president of Reagan.com, an outstanding website I encourage you to check out. The author of a number of books. Michael, thanks again for hanging out with us. What did you do last Thursday when you heard the news about how the Supreme Court ruled on Obamacare?
Yeah, I think like everybody else, I was, you know, absolutely, I mean, shocked one way that, of course, he, you know, approved it, John Roberts, but and that he wrote the opinion. But even more shocked how he found it. And, you know, and you sit there and think to yourself, what can of worms is he just opened?
It was so contrived.
And the can of worms can be, you know, this is not going to help businesses or anybody else feel easy about starting a business, being entrepreneurial, or what have you, if the government now has the authority, because what the Supreme Court has ruled with John Roberts, that they can, you know, punitively tax you anytime they want to.
Right.
Like we just found out happened to us with Obamacare. So, yeah, it is really now the most important thing we have to do to elect the Congress and elect a president that will find a way to, in fact, repeal Obamacare and put, you know, put a silver bullet in it, if you will, you know, for all time. Because
do you think that Chief Justice Roberts knew and actually it was part of his plan to put this back in on the electorate and to create a political issue out of this as he has?
Well, there's a lot of people who like to think he did, but in doing so, he made such a ruling that allows the Congress of the United States to do this anytime they want to in any other area they need to.
So you think his ruling is going to have precedent that for the future that could be detrimental?
The camel in the tent.
Yeah, I mean, this camel's nose under the tent.
Yes,
yeah.
I mean, look at the dissenting opinions from Alito and Kennedy. I mean, the dissenting opinions and how they just ripped, you know, Roberts for what he did.
But do you think that did he caved? You know, there was a lot of bullying by the Obama administration, including by President Obama, in a way, Michael, that I've never seen before. I've never heard the kind of bullying, and that's all you can call it, bullying of the Supreme Court, especially of Roberts, by the administration, by Obama himself. I've never heard anything like that. Do you think he caved to that bullying?
Well, you know, his job is to protect the Constitution. Not protect the court,
right?
And I think he got it confused.
You think his ruling was to protect the court,
the institution of the court, instead of protecting the Constitution of the United States of America? And you know, if Barack Obama gets reelected, by the door, Sally.
Yeah. Well, you said he wanted to protect the court, but I think if I could make one edit to that, he wanted to protect the Roberts Court.
Yes.
As in,
they will go down.
Right.
He made such a ruling. Yes, he will go down in history. Thank you.
Yeah.
While America is sinking, he'll go down in history.
I have a political prediction that I've made about this recently. I wrote about this in a column that I posted on Forbes, and that is that this ruling might help energize Romney's base to help people pull the lever for him, but I think it'll do something else. I think this will give the down ballot candidates in the House something to run on that will give Romney longer coattails than he could have done on his own. What do you think?
Well, I think in many ways it does energize the base, because Mitt Romney has trouble energizing anything. And he, probably needed something of this, but not in changing the Constitution of the United States of America. That's the long, outlook on this whole thing. But yes, there is now a referendum for the November election. If indeed it is overturned at the court, then it becomes, what are we running against? We're running against Barack Obama, but what are we running against?
Right.
So now you do have a referendum for November. It's going to energize the base, and everybody shows up, because if they don't show up, Barack Obama will win four more years.
Well, this has all the markings of a Pyrrhic victory for the Obama administration, because they won this particular battle. But because of the way the thing came down, not only did it make the majority of Americans mad who don't like this bill, but they called it a tax when Obama had been calling it a penalty, denying that it was a tax. Now they're still denying this a tax, even after the ruling. This they got their victory, but it's probably going to do more to help them lose the war than anything else. What do you think? Quickly.
Well, we'll find out. I'll let you know November 8th.
You got a date. We'll invite you back on that Thursday.
Yeah, November 8th. Talk
there you
me
go.
And
we'll
say, yeah,
we'll
you're
put it
absolutely
down.
Right, Jim. Yeah.
When we come back after these messages, Michael Reagan's going to talk to us about immigration and why he thinks Mitt Romney wasn't prepared for the ruling that the Supreme Court made the week before, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back with Michael Reagan.
I want a dream lover, so I don't have
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.